Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000. I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single-tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
So you probably heard about some people that have been treating our nurses and caregivers as if they were lepers in the old days. Well, today on Movie Magic, I'm dedicating this show to the unsung heroes in our society. Well, filmmakers have made many great movies about nurses, caregivers, and doctors. Now, we enjoy watching them. My wife, for example, liked watching ER when it was aired on TV, and now she's into Grey's Anatomy. We can often get valuable insights into the medical world through these shows. So here are my top 10 recommendations on movies on nursing and caregiving, and it's not in order of merit or rank. The American Nurse is a documentary that shows 5 nurses from varied backgrounds who work in different settings, including a prison, a nursing home, and in labor and delivery in a hospital. Now, this film presents a positive image of strong, dedicated, and independent nurses. Now, if you're a nurse and, or, you know, if you know someone who is a nurse and, you know, they are feeling down and tired right now because of the hard work and the way they are mistreated by society these days, then this is a great documentary that portrays the dedication that nurses have in their profession. Another documentary about nurses that is worth watching is Nurses, If Florence Could See Us Now. In this documentary, more than 100 nurses were interviewed. The movie presents an accurate and inspiring view of what nursing is like in the United States today. Maybe a filmmaker in Singapore should do a documentary of our nurses and caregivers one day. Come on, I challenge you to do one.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Angels in America is based on a play by Tony Kushner, and this movie features several strong nurses played by Jeffrey Wright and Emma Thompson who work in an AIDS ward. This was released in 2008 on HBO. Well, it's dark, sad, but at the same time, beautiful and hopeful. It's filled with questions and angles, and it's truly mesmerizing and gorgeous, with a stunning cast as well. Now, besides Jeffrey Wright and Emma Thompson, Meryl Streep and Al Pacino are in this one too. And I'm not going to tell you if you are patients or caregivers. You have to watch it yourself. Now I'm going to play you a trailer. And this movie was released back in 1996.
Name, rank, serial number.
Sorry, I can't help you. I think I was a pilot.
Are you German?
No.
How do you know you're not German if you don't remember anything?
They found him near a plane crash in the Sahara.
Why are you so determined to keep me alive?
Because I'm a nurse.
A man with no name, no country, and no past.
You're in love with him, aren't you?
Ask your saint who he is. Ask him who he's killed.
But beyond the mystery that holds him captive.
Why do I feel that if I had your book, I would know everything?
I don't even know if it is my book.
Lies the memory of a love that can set him free.
Promise me you'll come back for me.
I promise. I'll come back for you. I promise. I'll never leave you.
From the Academy Award-winning producer of Amadeus and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, from the international best-selling novel, comes a film by Anthony Minghella. Ralph Fiennes Kristen Scott Thomas, Willem Dafoe, Colin Firth, and Juliette Binoche. The English Patient.
I'll be back. I promise. I'll be back.
I'll be back. No. It's not The Terminator. You know, this movie should have been on my Valentine's Day movie list as well. Well, if you missed that show, just log on to our podcast page on Money FM 89.3. The English Patient is a romantic movie set in Italy during World War II. And it's about a nurse who takes care of a man with severe burns from the war. Cinematography is excellent, as well as the story.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Now, we all know which lady made nursing a profession of not only caregiving and healing, but love. And her name is Florence Nightingale. The 1985 fact-based made-for-TV story of the pioneer of nursing, known as The Lady with the Lamp, stars Jacqueline Smith from the TV series Charlie's Angels. I guess she's still playing the role of an angel in this one, yeah? Remember the TV series MASH? Well, MASH was a movie before it was a television show. Did you know that? Directed by Robert Altman and based on a popular novel, it features Sally Kellerman as Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan. The character is based on two real nurses who served during the Korean War. I bet you didn't know that either. When I was in SGI back in the 1980s, well, the theme from MASH was one of my favorite songs to sing along to. Now, I'm going to play you the instrumental version of it because the ones with the lyrics, the version with the lyrics, it's kind of negative.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Movie Magic today is dedicated to the unsung heroes in our society. The nurses and caregivers, and that includes the doctors and everyone else that work in clinics and hospitals. Meet the Parents, followed by the sequel Meet the Forkers, spelled F-O-R-K-E-R-S. Now, don't get any funny ideas now. You might be thinking, what do these comedies have to do with nursing? Well, in this romantic comedy, Ben Stiller plays Greg Forker, who may be the best-known male nurse character in the film. So Greg has to defend his choice of profession against his girlfriend's hostile father, played by Robert De Niro, who's an ex-CIA. Yes, it's a comedy if you haven't watched this before, and it shows how people stereotype male nurses or how they are laughed at. And that's sad and not nice. You know, two of my father's sisters were nuns in India and they looked after people. One sister had a calling in an orphanage, while the other was in a hospital, which brings me to talk about the nun story. This is a classic. Audrey Hepburn plays Sister Luke, a Belgian nurse and a nun, in this 1959 film based on a true story. Hepburn, who was nominated for an Academy Award for her role, has said this was her favorite film.
Sister, have you considered the seriousness of what you're doing?
Yes.
Sister, is there nothing we can do?
Nothing.
On this fateful autumn day, the nun called Sister Luke, under special and extraordinary circumstances, was released from all her vows. She took leave of her convent forever because, in her own words, she was no longer a nun. Only afterwards did she reveal to the world her truly remarkable and very personal story. This is that story.
You will be assisting Dr. Fortunati. He is a genius and a devil. But remember, he is also a man, a bachelor, and I'm afraid an unbeliever. Don't ever think for an instant, sister, that your habit will protect you.
I like those classics. And another one comes to mind, and that is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, while this story is about an infamous nurse is hardly a positive role model, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is a classic. And Louise Fletcher won an Academy Award for her portrayal of the scary nurse who was the film's worst villain. It also stars a very young Jack Nicholson as a mental health patient in a mental institute. And I can see why he was chosen as the Joker in Tim Burton's 1989 Batman. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest doesn't glorify nurses at all. But nonetheless, it's a classic.
Money FM 89.3. Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Wit. Now, this is a made-for-HBO film, which is based in a Pulitzer Prize-winning stage play, and it's about a primary care nurse who provides an oasis of caring for an ovarian cancer patient. Now, in this HBO version, Emma Thompson plays the patient, and she's not only had to lose weight, but also shave her head when she was getting treatment in the movie. Christopher Lloyd, well, he plays the doctor. And he's so good as a doctor, as any doctor. It's a very touching movie. Knowing you have cancer is almost like getting a death sentence. I know a couple of ladies who've won the battle, and I know a couple more that are still fighting the battle and staying very positive. And I pray that they win and recover soon. Now, if you're going to watch this movie titled Wit, make sure that you have a box of tissues next to you. And if you know of someone battling cancer, now please do not make them watch this movie. Instead, let them watch as many comedies as possible because laughter, as you know, is one of the best medicines. Now, if you want to listen to the list of the best comedies, you may go through our archive of Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3 through our podcast page. I've done a show of my favorite comedies quite some time back. It should be there.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
So those are 10 movies that I've listed. And speaking of comedies, this one is one of my favorites. And, well, it's a bonus. And I'm adding on to my list of 10. So it's number 11. It stars Robin Williams as Dr. Patch Adams. Although you'll see Robin Williams improvise as usual in this movie, this movie is also very touching at the same time. Robin Williams works in a children's hospital as a doctor, and this is a great movie. It's titled Patch Adams. You know, I haven't told anyone about this, But I used to volunteer my services as an MC at SGH whenever they had a party for premature children and their parents. It is organized by my friend, who's a lawyer by profession. So there you have it. The 11 movies I mentioned provide a choice for every mood. Happiness and laughter, sadness and joy, and even anger. Some show you how writers and directors imagine the lives of nurses, while others give you the nurse's own words directly. Whether you want to be inspired, to laugh, to feel renewed pride in being a nurse, to learn something new, or just to have a good cry, films about our true unsung heroes, and I'm talking about the nurses, caregivers, doctors, and all hospital staff, you know, these are just films that are sure to do the trick. So right now, I want to give a shout out to Hannah, my sister-in-law, who's the head nurse at KK Hospital and has been a nurse all her life. Keep up the good work to all hospital staff. We salute you and really do appreciate the unconditional service you're providing. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. And this is for all that work day in and day out, 24 hours, 24/7, at the hospitals. We love you.